The building itself is Victorian country Gothic, I believe is the style. It's asymmetrical in its form, that there are parallel naves that run side by side of the church, one on the main floor, the other is principally on a second floor. The bell tower is one of the most elaborate in the city of Cleveland, almost looks like a minaret of some kind, and is 120 feet tall. It is quite slender, narrow, very, very decorative. The interior of the church is now a combination of the Protestant tradition and this Catholic ownership of late. The ceiling is a wood beamed, I believe it's mahogany beamed ceiling that is decorative, is also functional. They are actually the supporting members of the roof itself, as we found out last summer when we put the new roof on the church. The interior of the church, stained glass windows are a combination of the original windows that are in the nave and windows that were installed in 1931 from the Zettler studio in Austria. They're quite fine stained glass windows that are irreplaceable because Zettler no longer exists. They don't function in that capacity anymore. There's a great deal of decorative work, looks to be carved wood in the church. It's actually a molded, a formed plaster that looks very, very much like carved wood. And that's a Spanish style that was Bishop Schrems liked very, very much. And when that was a style he preferred. And that screening now sets off an area behind which the sisters pray and creates a prayer chapel for the sisters and also an opportunity for them to attend daily mass in the church through a screened area in recognition of their cloistered lifestyle. The church has a seating capacity now of about 300. We're told the original seating capacity was 1,000. I don't know how they got 1,000 people in that church, but the listed seating capacity was 1,000. It was gaslight. Was a beautifully, beautifully done church. Very simple. St. Paul's was a low Episcopal church, principally worshiped in a less formal style. So the church was simple, clean-lined, but appropriate to the Victorian era.